Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone in this morning to the corner room here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. I've got a couple of special guests already sitting here with me, and we're going to talk to them here in a few minutes. But first, we'd like to, of course, welcome everyone in here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, coming to you live and in living color right here from the courtroom. Used to be a bunch of stuff going on here, and we just finished a bunch of stuff through Christmas. We had a lot of activities going on, had our courthouse all decorated up and purdied up, and had a musical variety show one night up in the old courtroom, had a great crowd for that. And I think last week we had a little mix-up. I was gone, and I'd warned everyone that I was going to be gone, but I reckon they had a tough time finding somebody to replace me, and John got over here, and the courthouse was locked up, and he couldn't get in, and most of the officials were gone, so I think y'all had to listen to music last week, but we're back, and I reckon we got everything straightened out. I think all of our county officials have gone out of town again today to a meeting over Tennessee Tech, but I did manage to round up a couple of folks, and in the last part of the show, I'll try to get John to come in and sit with me, and maybe talk about an event coming up here in a few days, and that's our Hall of Fame induction ceremony and banquet. So we've got a pretty good show lined up, but I think maybe the first thing we'll do is slip in a little word from our commercial sponsors here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Mr. Randall Kimes and his new home demonstration agent. Is that still her official name, or have they renamed it and called it something else?
Well, she'll be called a lot of things through the year.
Well, hopefully she's here a number of years with us. She's a nice, bright young lady and got a nice smile, and I think they're friends here in Clay County. We'll be back with them just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, we're back. Before we start talking to Randall and Miss Stephanie, we'll remind everyone that we do have our birthday and anniversary club here at every Thursday morning, and we've got a couple of weeks worth of birthdays here. Got quite a few, and we'll probably give away a couple of ice cream cakes today. And that, of course, that's compliments of the Grill and Chill Dairy Queen here in Salina. And of course, we want to invite everyone to go out there and have breakfast with them, and or enjoy the $5 meal deal at lunch. And I think I saw a new thing there where they're going to have a barbecue burger added to that, maybe a new thing. So they keep adding and taking things off of that menu, so that's a pretty good lunch deal. And of course, I'll remind everyone that this program will be rebroadcast, I think at 6 o'clock tonight, if there's not a basketball game or something going on over in Monroe County tonight. Sometimes we get preempted by something else, but most time we're at 6 o'clock. So if you hear something that you think your friends might be interested in, give them a call and tell them to tune us in. And, of course, this broadcast comes through you through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber, the Three Star Committee. A lot of folks help put this thing together, and we, all, of course, always want to thank our sponsors who are really truly the ones that make this possible. And you know, go visit them and spend some money with them. We need more money spent here in Clay County. And we've got plenty of places where you can leave your money if you want to stop by. You can get most of the things you can get over in Cookeville. Some of them maybe you can't, but a lot of them you can if you want to bother to go out and look for it. Well, now that I've got off my soapbox a little bit, morning, folks.
Good morning.
Randall, do you want to introduce Stephanie to the folks, or you want to let her do it herself? Or?
Well, we'll just say that we are extremely proud to have Stephanie start with us last week. And I'll kind of let her introduce herself in a minute, but we've had quite a bit of transition through the years at our office. But we probably have got the person who's going to take us forward all the way through. And her biggest thing, when I was interviewing her, when I was doing a background check on her, the things that jumped out at me, what people told me about Steph, is good work ethic. She's raised right. She can tell you where she's from, that kind of stuff. But more importantly, she comes to us from a really strong 4-H background in Overton County, and she's going to get the ground running. We're not going to have to teach her the basics. She knows the basics. And then, more importantly, she don't care who works. I spent last Thursday with her. She spent all day Thursday with me visiting farms, looking at show pigs, and there was no grimacing or ooh-wee, a pig, you know. It was a willingness to learn and a willingness to do things. So with that said, she can introduce herself.
Well, you know, I called it a home demonstration agency. You'll probably tell what her real official thing is here. But, you know, Randall, one of the fondest memories that I have is being a first grader out in New Hope School, and Miss Cassidy, who was the home demonstration agent at that time, they would come out, and we had a whole bunch of little one-room schools all over Clay County then, and every year about Christmas time, they would come by, and I never will forget, and I still use it. She taught us how to make this peanut butter candy with powdered sugar and butter, and I still make that stuff even today, and I know I was about a first grader then, and that's one of the, you know, a fond memory when you look back and realize how long this has been going on. And Stephanie, I hope maybe you'll influence some first graders, and they still remember it about 25 or 30 years later.
Well, that's my hope for my new career. I'm very excited to be a part of Clay County, and I have been very welcome so far, and I'm excited to start my journey and get things going with the SCS programs and SCE programs and 4-H.
So you've got a number of things to do. I know, of course, Randall, he mentioned something about that you went into the pigsty already and helping out there. So just exactly what, you know, some of the things, are you expecting anything that you can't handle?
There'll always be tough situations, but I'm going to try my best, and I think I've got a good boss to show me what I'm supposed to do and how I'm going to do it, and a very good community to help.
Okay, I know the 4-H program, that you'll be very active in that. How does the 4-H program work these days? And it's been a long time since I was in the 4-H, and it's been a few years since I was in the school system, and I know you all work closely with the schools here in Clay County. What are some of the things that you will be directly involved in?
Well, 4-H is from 4th to 12th grade. You go into the schools and, you know, you get them involved in the livestock. You get them involved in, there's cooking, there's, you know, activities, anything that they would like to do, clothes making, canning. That's one thing that I've always really enjoyed doing is canning, and that's something that you can do with 4-H as well as I can do with my SCE and my SCS clubs. Just anything. There's so many options now, and just getting the ball rolling and getting some kids interested, because growing up, that was one of my fondest memories of everything that I've done in 4-H and how much that helped me for later on in my life and how much of that I use today.
Okay, Randall, I know at one time that the 4-H exhibition was a big part of the county fair. Is that still, you know, I know the fair's, so it's a kind of a strange date now for a lot of the activities that go on with, like, the canning and produce and things like that. I think maybe at one time we even tried a special day at the schools where we bring in 4-H stuff and going on
well,
then.
When I first came to Clay County in probably mid-September, we had the youth fair. They alternated between Salina and Hermy Springs, and on Friday we would bring in and have all the displays of the crops and the canning and produce and all those things. And then Saturday we would have horse shows and livestock shows. On Friday, while we were judging all of the displays, you and the other athletic coaches had games outside, you know, fun things for the kids to do. That was a kind of a tremendous day for us. It is a culmination for kids to show off things that they had done. But back, I don't know, 15 years ago, there was some laws changed and mass exodus from schools from a security standpoint, and that was discontinued. Well, when we started the Clay County Fair, we envisioned doing a lot of those things at the Clay County Fair, but because to have a fair, you have to have a good carnival, and because of the smallness of the county, the only time we could get a carnival to come in was that very first part of June. Well, our crops aren't ready, our vegetables aren't ready. So that hasn't materialized as well as we would like. Dean Walden and the ladies in the women's building, they have worked hard on those kind of the cultural arts in the canyon.
Right.
And then we are trying to build up the youth portion of it. I know last year we had Wendy worked with the kids and got an increase in the arts with students and that kind of thing. And I know she has talked about, and Stephanie will come in there on between now and then, having some cooking classes and some canning classes, and bring the kids in to the women's building. At the, you know, we've got a really nice education kitchen in the back when we add it on to the women's building, and where they can actually teach things, like for instance the canning, the kids can have their entries for the fair, put them together there during the classes, and then put them on display. So there's still potential out there. I know you mentioned your first grade experience. Well, I'm a little younger than you, and because I know, you know, you're still youthful and vibrant, but I still remember things that I did when I was a kid. Extension is it's like everything. You know, we've got there's always you want to change and improve, but I'm sort of old school, and I still do things the way you and I, that were experiences with us when we were young, because you've got to get the young people doing things, hands-on, working with them. So we're still working towards that.
Yeah, I know, like you said, back you know, a few years earlier, the 4-H activities were real, real closely tied with the school, well, actually with the curriculum, you know, the practice for the speeches and things like that. That became part of the grammar or classes in the elementary schools and the high schools. You know, the teachers emphasized that because that was, you know, at that point in time, that was considered an important part of our education, unlike today when choosing A, B, C, or D is apparently the major part of education today, and make sure you get the right letter down on the when you hit the computer.
But we're extremely fortunate in that school system and the leadership of Clay County Schools, they still see the value of teaching those life skills. There are some counties in Tennessee that the only way you can get into the classroom is if you teach something that can be applied to a standard that's going to be evaluated on an achievement test. Lots of things that we do, you can't necessarily find out the results with that A, B, and C, and D.
Right, absolutely.
And this doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about today, but there is research, documented research, where they have went back and talked to people 5, 10, 15 years after they've graduated from even college, and there's a direct relationship with how successful kids are in careers proportional to their participation in activities like 4-H. You'll really appreciate this. In activities such as athletics, where they learn discipline, where they learn to communicate, it's not A, B, and C. I mean,
right.
There's other things.
How was that for a good setup?
You did one. It's almost as if we planned that.
Well, I'll tell you, something, too. Randall, I know, I think it's still part of the curriculum at Tennessee Tech. Stephanie's been there since you and I have, but I think everybody just about still has to take a speech class. And if you were in one of those speech classes, you could pick out the kids that had kind of grown up in 4-H. They were not the ones that got up there and shook and carried on and had a nervous breakdown. We've been in speech classes where folks, where the students, they could not get up in front of a class and make a 3-minute speech. And you could always pick out the kids that had been in 4-H, and they were prepared for this. You know, they knew how to communicate with people that, you know, that people hadn't been exposed to that. Some of them absolutely could not do it. And I think, you know, that's, as you said, one of the things that can't necessarily be tested by choosing A, B, C, or D. Well, on that note, let's take a little short break and get a word in from our advertisers here. We do have to pay for this thing. I know we have a big time and think it's all fun and games, but the management does expect us to pay for this. So let's take a little short break, and we'll be back here just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. OurDrugsKnow.com.
Okay, are we ready? we're just sitting around talking with Randall and Stephanie, having a big time. Sorry about that if we didn't get the cue there at the right time. But once again, as I've said before, it's always a pleasure to be here on Thursday morning to talk to the good folks here in Clay County. And we've got two very interesting guests here, one an old-timer, and we said a minute ago, one a newcomer. Randall, where were we at when I interrupted us? We were off on the education system and the connection between it, but we've got Stephanie sitting over here who has been dying to tell us some
stuff. Please tell us where she's from. And
right, dude. Do a formal introduction, can't she?
Well, I'm Stephanie Maynard. I originally grew up in Rigman, which is in Overton County. I just got married this past May, and me and my husband, his name is Cody, we live in Allens. So I'm not too far over the line from you guys. We have no children, but I'm anxious to have a whole lot of little 4-H children. I have a Bachelor of Science degree from Tennessee Tech. I graduated December of 2014.
What was your field of study?
Human ecology.
Now, what is that?
Well, they call it the study from the womb to the tomb, and you study a whole lot about people and interacting with people from, you know, youth to adults, and that was a big vital part of this career, you know, working with everybody of all ages, from all different backgrounds, and we did a lot of like you would call home dim. There was several of those classes that we did, just, you know, life skills. We took a lot of lifespan classes just to learn.
What department is that in? Right offhand, was it in the education department or out in another field?
It is in the human ecology.
Yeah, okay.
It's human ecology and agriculture.
Okay,
they
so
are paired up together. They work together very strongly at Tennessee Tech and in other colleges also, but they're on the same.
So I guess that's what used to be called home economics then, with something along that line. Okay, but now, it involves, since young ladies, women, girls are no longer necessarily homemakers, are they? They are career makers, aren't they? Lots of you folks are, and homemakers besides. Okay, in the adult field, what are some of the things that you know you're going to be doing there?
I went to one of my first SCE meetings the other night at Hermitage Springs and met a few ladies and gentlemen who I'm very eager to work with. I actually go next week to Murfreesboro to attend an SCE meeting just to get the ball going and learn things that I can do to help them. I'm doing an activity in March at the Hermitage Springs meeting. They are going to teach me, and I'm going to teach them, and we're just going to get together and have a good time, and I'm anxious to get to know each one of them.
Well, what about the pig show? You get to go to them and help the kids get the pigs ready?
Yes, I do, and I'm very excited. Like Randall said, I spent a day with him last week, and I was introduced to the hog business, which I was never – Overton County wasn't big in the pigs. It was more chickens and cows. So I am very excited to learn this new pig business. But next week we are actually going to Murfreesboro, and there are 19 4-H'ers going to show off their pigs. At show in Murfreesboro, and I get to be a part of every single day of that. And
you get to help shampoo them. And
I hope so. I loved it. I am very, very excited about that part of it, too, and what our 4-H youth is doing.
So when you have stepped into one of the premier pig programs in the state of Tennessee, I guess I'm sure Randall may have hinted at that sometime or other while you've been there. But also, Randall, I know we have with the shoats and the gilts and all those things. But what else, you know, in the animal line, I know you, some of the other things that are coming up.
Well, it has, since I first came to Clay County, one of the first things they told me, Ham Plin was the chairman of the Ag Committee when I was hired, and he talked to me ahead of time, and he asked me, he said, son, before I had my interview, he said, do you know anything about sheep? And this is the honest truth. I said, Mr. Hamp, I don't know anything about sheep. He said, you get in there at that committee meeting and you lie. You tell them that you have bottled lambs and that you know how to take care of them and you know how to shoot them. And this is an honest story. We had our first shovel shift clinic and grooming clinic at Leonard Donaldson's down at Arcot. And they brought those lambs in. I had the wrong kind of clippers. I didn't know that you're supposed to have clippers that had a multitude of guards on them to where you wouldn't cut them. Well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't know if we was going to get to the show that first time with the lambs not dying of bleeding. But I've come a long way since then. But it's evolved. You know, we had a big up in the showing lambs there early on through my mid-career. Cattle have come and gone. That depends on whether or not you have purebred breeders. And we don't have a lot of that locally. We've always had a tremendous chick chain project. Some 4 or 5 years ago, we had to really discontinue the chick chain program because of the commercial poultry operations that we have throughout the county. From a biosecurity standpoint, the odds of us causing any problem ever with that industry were very, very low.
Yeah.
But we couldn't take a chance.
Right.
The market hogs, just in the last 15 years, they have really taken off. Tyler and I yesterday carried bedding down, or shavings down, to the show and put in their pens and set up waters and those kind of things. There's 45 pens set up for Clay County. The closest county to us only had 22 pens. So they're going to know when we leave Murfreesboro next week, they're going to know we've been there because we're carrying a large number and we're carrying goods. And I've got the best set of kids and we're going to bring some ribbons on.
All right. Well, Randall, we have come to about halfway point of today's show. I want to thank you guys for being here, and we'll give you when you get back from down there, give you a couple, 3 weeks to get everything lined up and let you all come back in here, maybe bring some of the grand prize winners in with you, and we'll talk about what went on down at the show.
The pigs or the kids?
Well, you can keep the kids from oinking.
We'll do that.
All right. Okay, Randall. Stephanie, it's been a pleasure having you guys here with us this morning, but we're going to have to bid you adieu now, and we get a little commercial message in here, and I'm going to call John in here in a minute, and I need to talk about the Hall of Fame banquet that's coming up here just in a couple of weeks here in Clay County for our outstanding athletes we've had over the years. But, folks, it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning. And you know that the welcome sign's always out for you, and it's a pleasure talking to you. And, Stephanie, we're going to let you talk more next time, so welcome back anytime. But right now we do need to take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. I do have another guest here with me. Well, he's really not the guest. I'll be the guest here in a minute, I think, or something or other. But right now, I guess we could read our list of birthday and anniversary folks, and it's quite a lengthy list today since we missed last week.
Yeah, had a little snafu last week.
Yeah. sometimes when you need to write things down for folks, I guess, and instead of just...
Especially when you get my age.
Well, I think you maybe were one of the few that didn't remember that I had said I was going to be gone for a couple of weeks the first of the year, and everybody else is out of town and just kind of left you here by yourself. And, of course, that give, I guess, the folks... Some of them may have enjoyed the music more than they did me. So.
Well, I don't know more, but I could, if I would have had the key, I would have done a little song and dance for them. I would have filled the hour somehow.
Well, do you do tap or classical dance?
Both. I'm good.
Okay, let's take a look at our list of birthday and anniversary names here today. Compliments of the Salina Grill and Chill. A tremendous place to go in and get you a snack or a full meal. And
actually, I met Frank, the owner, the other day because I went down there when there was no one here. First time I'd met him. I've talked to him several times on the phone, but he seems like a very nice man.
He is, and he's, very, very community-minded, mm-hmm. Regardless of the community that he's in. I know he works in a couple of three different communities. I know he's here in Overton County, and he may have a store somewhere else, but normally once or twice a week, he brings over a load of frozen cakes over to the Dairy Queen in the morning, and they unload them. But let's look at all these here. Looks like we're going back to New Year's Day, January the 1st, and we have got Stephen and Stephanie Bailey. As you may guess, they're probably twins since they were born on the same day. And these are both from Angie. And also on the 1st, Jenny and Darren Brockett had been married 13 years. This is from Darlene Jade Rich. And then who celebrated his 96th birthday, Willie McLaren. This is from all his friends and family. And of course, he's still up and going. I think he still makes a few split bark baskets, and he still gets around pretty good. On January the 3rd, Dale Franklin got a call in wishing him a happy birthday from family and friends. And January the 4th, Bunny Hamilton, from family and friends, and then Brandon Buck from his family. And then January the 4th had Mr. Johnny Smith from out in Moss. They had a whole list of names there to wish him a happy birthday. It'd take us probably 30 minutes to go through all those. But Mr. Johnny was a janitor out Salina K-8 for a number of years, and I know a lot of students out there remember him. And, of course, lots of friends and family. He's from a big family, but we'd like to wish him a belated happy 4th birthday. On January the the 5th, Chance Weddle Mills. Also that day, Ray Likens celebrated a birthday. And then on January the 6th, Pat Gifford celebrated. And also that day, Doug McLaren, Rita Watson, wished him a happy birthday on that day. Okay, now let's get over. We didn't have anyone on January the 7th, so let's get over to this week's list. And like I said, it's a fairly lengthy list also. Beginning on January the 8th, happy birthday to Amber Copas from Paula Scott. And also Oakley Beth Lynn celebrated her second birthday, and this is from Granny Beth and family. And Tim McLaren, this one says he's almost 60. So I guess that makes him about maybe 59.
Close, yeah.
That's from his sister, Sandra. Excuse me. Also on that day, Dennis Smith from Nina. And then on January the 9th, Reba Arms, Sheffield. She was 71 years young, and that's from Cindy and Ronald. And Lucas Sherrill, I believe that's probably his daughter, Courtney, wishing him a happy birthday. And Betty Jo White from all of her family. On January the 9th. Then on January the 10th, Raina Howard, 6th birthday from Miss Tish. Brittany Lefevre, celebrating 20th birthday from all of her family. Kendall Willis from Shirley Ashlock Kirk. Harlan McLaren from all of his brothers and sisters. And then Suzanne Hossel from Gail and Frankie, her sisters. And then also that day, Margie Boone celebrated her birthday. Then January the 11th, we have Carly Kendall from Megan, Lee, Tara, and Kobe. January the 11th, Matt Kirk from Mama. And also that day, Tucker Donaldson from Daddy, Mama, and Ella. Let me catch my breath a minute.
Do that. No one's dropping over right here.
January the 12th, Erica Adams, who's celebrating 35th birthday, and that's from Matt and the boys. And then Cherise Kozlikowski from Donata. And that's a tough name to...
From where?
It's from Donata. I think it's her friend.
Okay. I thought you meant she was from a place called...
No.
Where's that at?
Jasper Bray, who's 3 years old. And that's they love him. That's from Nana and Papa. Izzy Bartlett, 7 years old, and that's from her mama. And Betty Watson, from her coworkers and friends over at the health department. And then on January the 13th, we had Roy Welch, who is celebrating his 59th birthday, and that's from his wife, Rose, and celebrating, Clyde and Peggy Brown, an anniversary from Hannah, Ray, and Mitchell. And Forrest Britt, who's 71 years old, and that's from Jeannie, Johnny, Tara, and Tessa. And also on the 13th, I'd like to wish Coach Joe Sims a happy birthday. So I think we've got through all of those. And we will be giving away a couple of cakes here in a few minutes. And we've had a little drawing and got their names selected.
All right,
and
good deal.
We'll be ready for that. And I guess the thing that I need to talk about a little bit, this has kind of been, I had a couple, three folks lined up, and I wound up being the fourth guy to talk about it, and that is the Athletic Hall of Fame for Clay County. Induction ceremony, and we have a little banquet, and I think maybe even they get introduced at the halftime of a basketball game. This is a pretty big deal for Clay County. This is, I guess, our fourth class.
That was going to be my first question. How long this has been going on?
Of course, you know, I think a lot of the counties have had these things going on for a number of years, and if you start, and sometimes you've got to catch up with numbers and get some folks in there that deserve to be there, and we've been working on, like I said, for this is our fourth year, and then with any new organization, there's reorganization and new ideas come along. But
how does the process work?
Okay, now that there's a committee. Mr. Don Napier, he's chairman of this committee, but the committee doesn't select the people that go into the Hall of Fame.
They don't select
them? No, I think maybe they. There was a group of people that selected athletes, ex-coaches, and things like that, and was on the committee, and they selected, I think, the first class, and then after that, people that are selected to the Hall of Fame then become voters in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, so they elect their own.
Right. The athletes, the members of the Hall of Fame, they're the folks that have the vote in this.
Well, and who does the nomination of them?
Okay, now anyone can nominate.
Okay, that's
and, if friends, family, coaches, just any citizen that wants to nominate anyone, actually from anywhere they want to send a nomination, we open up nominations and put a notice in the paper, and I think I've announced here maybe that the nominations are open, and there's a form that you can go online and download and print, but you can also just write something on a piece of paper and give it to one of the committee members and provide information that would make them a legitimate eligible candidate. And every ballot that is submitted is considered, yes.
So then the people who have already been inducted take all the nominees and collectively make their selection.
Yes. And we've kind of settled on a number of no more than 12 people and we have three categories that we work with. And of course, one of the things when you do something like that, your voters become younger every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes, the younger members of the athletic community or even the community as a whole, they don't know the athletes that played, back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. So it's kind of divided up into an active athlete category.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
You're eligible for that after you've your career has ended for I think it said like 10 years in the athletes.
Okay.
After a 10-year period of time, they then become eligible to be nominated to the Hall of Fame.
So if someone is nominated, excuse me, that the current inductees don't know about it, they go strictly off of record then?
Well, there's a category for them that we call the heritage category. And that is for athletes who, I believe the year that we put on it was that have played 50 years ago or earlier. And we make sure that there's going to be a definite number of them every year, that you know, there's going to be someone from the heritage category. And I think this year we've got three I hate to call them old-timers because they're... one of them's younger than me. and then also we have a what's called a contributor category, which could be someone that's contributed to athletics in an outstanding way. And I think we place the coaches in that one.
Okay.
We'll get back on this just in a second
right,
here.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, we do need to take a little break. I need to catch my breath after all them birthdays. I may have to run out to the Dairy Queen and get me
there
something to bring a little nourishment into my body after all that work. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We were here talking about our Hall of Fame banquet that's coming up on January the 23rd, and the banquet is held over at the Clay County High School. All of the nominees, or excuse me, those that have been selected as newest inductees into the Hall of Fame, they're there, or a representative of their family are usually there, and they get introduced, and we have a good meal after that, and then usually there's a basketball game of, I think, going on. I think maybe there's a couple of times this year that they're going to be given an opportunity to be introduced at halftime of an event. I think maybe we talked about, and I think it may still be going on, between the Clark Range and Salina game, high school game, and then also I think there's a some kind of inter-county game that night from graduates from Herbie Springs and Clay County and Salina High School, to maybe have a grudge game or something or other and introduce them then.
So Where is the Hall of Fame at?
There, it's at the Clay County High School.
Okay.
There's no plaques placed up down there. We don't have an individual Hall of Fame, but there's a place down there set aside that, since that is the county high school now.
Right.
I was lucky enough to be inducted in the first class based on that I was a coach here for a number of years. And a whole lot of the players that I've coached are in the Hall of Fame. We have some tremendous athletes here. I've got a list here of the ones that we're going to put in this year. We could go through that just for a second.
Do you want to announce them before the banquet?
Yeah, I mean, they've already been announced in the paper.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
I thought you were going to give us...
We're not going to give away anything. I guess the number one vote getter this year was young lady Holly Wright. And there's a whole list of things here about Holly. Holly is probably one of the best female athletes we've had here, basketball player. She scored a little over 1,800 points in her four-year career. And I think she was the all-district, all-region, all-state tournament, made the all-state team.
When did she play?
She played her career ended in 2003.
Oh.
And while she was playing, the girls' basketball team went to state tournament all 4 years.
Great.
I mean, that's... she was MVP, like I said, made the state tournament team. And another one on there, John Carlisle. John is one of the players that he was an outstanding football and basketball player. I think he was a four-year starter in football, and he started on the basketball team for me for 4 years. He didn't start at the beginning of his freshman year, but we had a player that got injured, and he stepped up and stepped in and was very, very important part of our team as a freshman that made it to the state tournament that year. And he played on two state tournament teams, and he made all-district all 4 years.
Wow.
And after the state tournament team graduated, he led the team to a couple of more district tournament victories, and also we won some games in the regional tournament. And he, like I said, a very, very outstanding athlete. He was selected to all those teams, and he was also selected by the newspapers in Nashville as members of the all-star teams down there.
Hmm.
And he did. He went to Tennessee Tech and walked on in football over there, and I think maybe played just a little bit of football over there. But then he just kind of drifted away from athletics and concentrated more on his studies. And, of course, now he is, I think, a very successful insurance agent down in Macon County that has two young sons that are outstanding high school athletes. Mark Grace is a basketball player from Heritage Springs, one of the outstanding players they had down there. Bobby Tupi Kerr from here, he played at football and basketball at Salina High School, and he was an outstanding football player. He was a more than adequate basketball player, but an outstanding football player. He made the All-Tennessee and All-Mid-State team maybe once. Great defensive player and a great receiver on the football team. Dwayne McLaren. Dwayne was also a football player. Dwayne was a running back, outstanding running back. I think he scored 23 touchdowns in 2 years of play here. He was named All-State, All-Mid-State. And I think Dwayne's another one of those young students from here. He signed a grant and aid with Austin Peay, and so many of us, they're not really prepared for that next level, but
right.
He remains here in Clay County, outstanding citizen here in Clay County. Another young lady who made it, Tricia Fox Strong. Tricia's husband is also in the Hall of Fame, and they have a young daughter who's playing basketball this year that may be a Hall of Famer one of these days.
Maybe a future Hall of Famer.
Tricia played basketball 4 years, and she averaged nearly 20 points a game her senior year. And probably the outstanding thing about her was, I remember her playing, was her leadership.
She played on the first team, that first girls basketball team that ever made it to the state tournament round of play, which we call a sub-state down here. She was the leader on that team and kind of set the pathway for the teams that followed for Coach Sims, that went through a streak there going to the state tournament just about every year.
Right.
And she's actually, I think most people feel like she's the young lady that actually started all that.
Hmm.
And she was also an outstanding softball player. The softball team that she played on was the first team to ever win a regional tournament in any sport here.
Wow.
And it was a new... We had just started playing softball, and she was the leader on that team also, and she was selected as the outstanding athlete at the high school her senior year. And there's also a Robert M. Teeples Girls Basketball Award. She received that. And then going on down to Jeff Watson, who was known as the Wild Man when he was in high school. Jeff was a linebacker on the football team. He was an all-mid-stater, first-team all-state, Associated Press, made all-conference, all those things. He had, I believe it said, 98 tackles his senior year. And... and also we're running short on time, so I guess let me real quickly say Melissa Webb is one of the inductees. And then in the older category, we've got James Tiny Caps, who was a football player in the late 50s, early 60s, probably the greatest football player that's ever been here. He was a lineman, and he actually signed a scholarship up at Western when the coach Nick Dennis was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he... was about 6'2" and weighed about 240 pounds and could run a 4.8 in high-top shoes.
Wow.
Going on down, Kenneth Cherry. Kenneth, I'd like to mention, I played high school basketball with Kenneth. Kenneth played football, basketball here, and he one of the things about him, when he graduated here as an outstanding athlete, went to West Point.
Ooh.
Graduated from West Point and actually went to Vietnam. Suffered a minor injury over there and was awarded the Purple Heart. And then the last two we have, Bobby Stone, who was a halfback on our football team that played in the Tobacco Bowl, which was basically a state championship game then, and bus driver that drove the bus about now, coached Cecil Chin Anderson, is in the contributor category. So that kind of covers that. And I guess we're about, I guess I better announce who won the birthday cake, hadn't I?
Better get to them.
In the first week in January, Mr. Johnny Smith won the birthday cake.
Johnny Smith.
Yes, and then this past week, Clyde and Peggy Brown have won that for their anniversary. And we want to remind everyone to call 931-243-5574. And leave your message on the message box here. Speak slowly, clearly. And we have run out of time for today, I guess. I'm telling you, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does. It blows right on by.
John, thanks for coming in and sitting in with me.
Give us the date of the banquet again.
It's January the 23rd. And I think we start about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And like I said, it's a great social event. We have all the old-timers coming in. You can check with... Coach Rob Edwards at the high school, the boys basketball coach at the high school, or you can, I think his wife does that, but call anyone at Clay County High School, and they can take care of that. And
all right, good deal.
That's 243-2340, I believe. So, once again, we'll close out here today, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.